Three Riverside wrestlers will be competing on a Thursday and Friday at the Girls State Wrestling Tournament in Coralville. We're joined by Taylor Frayne, head coach for the Lady Dogs. You had a couple of champs and then a fourth place finisher from the Super Regionals. How'd you feel leaving Sioux City last Friday? Pretty excited the way things went?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited with how things went. The entire team, you know, they laid their hearts out on the mat last Friday. You know, they went out with a bang, whether they made it or not. I couldn't be more proud of my entire team. They put everything out there in hopes to come out to go to state, and, you know, we got three through.
A couple of champions in there with Molly Allen and Carly Henderson. I would imagine that leads to some pretty big goals for the state tournament, especially for those two. And you know, we'll talk about Kia Meek a little bit later too. But you know, how high are these two regional champions hoping to finish at state?
I'm expecting them to do really well at state this year. You know, Molly and Carly, they're drill partners. They've been, you know, pushing each other in practice. They've been talking to one another on how to up their game these past few months, and they've been feeding off of each other these past few weeks. And you know, when one of them's out on the mat, the other one is nearby cheering her on. And you know, I expect them to both be up on that podium by the end of this week. You know, top eight finishers, I can see them be up there.
Yeah, certainly. And Molly, she's kind of been there, done that before. So how much of an advantage does that kind of give her to know the lay of the land a little bit going into state?
It gives her a bit of advantage. You know, she's going to see some tough competition. They're going to challenge her for that spot. But I think she has a really good idea, really good game plan going into this week. You know, she's been around wrestling for quite some time, so she knows what to expect, how to handle herself and everything, and that's what's really going to help her set herself apart from all the other girls in her bracket.
You can't forget about Kia Meek to qualify as a fourth place finisher for the Super Regionals. Strong day for her in Sioux City last week to be able to get there. What are some of your expectations you have for her at state?
For Kia, the biggest thing, she just needs to come out and be aggressive. You know, when she's on her game plan, you know, not doing anything fancy, not trying to do anything new. You know, there's times where she's wrestling and she tries to hit a move that she doesn't normally do and we get caught. So if she just sticks to her game plan and comes out and is aggressive and acts as if there's nothing to lose, she's going to go really far this week. She just needs to go out, execute, and lay everything out there and pull the trigger on things.
How do you structure practice this week to make sure the wrestlers can be at their best when it matters most here at the end of the week?
During practice, you know, a lot of it is just fine-tuning and keeping them going, you know, keep the cardio up, keeping them going, but also keeping it fun. You know, a lot of times around this time of the year, as coaches, we can get really intense sometimes because it's at the very end, you want them to do well, but you got to keep it lighthearted, light and fun for them, but, you know, executing and getting them fine-tuned on everything, just keeping that game plan rolling.
Coach, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.